Trump tells BBC that King's visit could absolutely help repair relations with UK-US boards, ship carrying Iran oil, as Trump threatens mine-laying vessels. Masked Iranian forces appear to seize ships in staged video. US soldier charged after winning $400,000 betting on removal of Maduro. Huge chunk of glacier blocks Everest route in peak climbing season. Meta says it will cut 8,000 jobs as AI spending soars. Singer D4VD had significant amount of child sex abuse images when arrested. Prosecutors say woman killed by bear in Polish forest, Sun and local government say. U.S. government watchdog to investigate Epstein files release. White House memo claims mass AI theft by Chinese firms. More than 500 people killed in Tanzania election violence, inquiry finds. U.S. Kuwaiti journalist held in Kuwait over social media posts acquitted, lawyers say. U.S. Navy chief leaving post effective immediately. Pentagon says South African police chief suspended over $20 million health contract. Two trains collide head-on in Denmark, leaving five critically hurt. Warner Bros. Shareholders approve Paramount's $111 billion takeover. Miss Beast's company sued by ex-employee over sexual harassment claim. Girl, 14, found in singer D4V's car, died of multiple injuries. Lebanon accuses Israel of targeting journalist killed in airstrike. Trump administration reclassifies cannabis as less dangerous. South African court orders Zambia to return former president's body. Pope Leo criticizes Equatorial Guinea prisons as she concludes Africa tour. Billionaire backers Trump family's crypto firm over alleged extortion. EU approves 90 billion loan for Ukraine. As pipeline is turned one ending deadlock. Nigeria suspected cop plotters deny treason charges. Lufthansa cuts 20,000 summer flights as fuel prices. Kremlin's tightening grip on internet fuels public discontent. Headscarf with a beret. Muslim designers showcase floral dresses and boxy streetwear in Paris. A rumor, a lynching in India, and a long wait for justice. In Tehran, money is short and a return to war looms over daily life. Ringo Starr, I made all my mistakes on stage. China weathered Trump's tariffs, but the Iran war is taking a toll. He wasn't guilty, but delays left this man jailed for 5 years without trial. No cartels involved, but Mexico's pyramid attack prompts new concerns. BBC visits migrant camp in northern France as new deal announced. Hot air balloon makes emergency landing in California backyard. Are insider traders making millions from the Iran war? Victory slips away as marathon runner celebrates too soon. U.S. releases video of forces seizing Iranian ship. U.S. EU to sign preliminary partnership deal on critical minerals on Friday. Israel-Lebanon extends ceasefire as Trump seeks best deal with Iran. U.S. oil executives expect crude output to rise as Iran war continues, survey shows. Iran seizes vessel in Strait of Hormuz, defying U.S. naval superiority. Iran fast boat swarms add to Hormuz threats for shipping. Trump on gas prices. Americans should expect to pay more for a little while. U.S. natural gas prices fell as ample storage levels pressure prices. Duke Energy's Robinson nuclear plant approved to operate until 2050. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.73%. Shares jittery. Oil advances on U.S.-Iran deadlock. China chip stocks rally as new DeepSeek model fuels AI optimism. South Korea says U.S. alliance not in crisis despite coupon-linked friction, media reports. Powered land and zombie projects. Real estate in the age of AI. Electrolux swings to Q1 loss as North America weakness, tariffs weigh. Iran war hits Asia's polyester suppliers to global fast fashion. Jipu AI. Minimax shares slide after DeepSeek unveils new open-source model. China's AI darling, DeepSeek previews new model. China's XPeng expects to start full-scale delivery of flying cars in 2027. Japan CPI picks up in March. Core inflation remains below BOJ target.